Blog Talk Radio.
Until I got older, I remember being.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yep.
Until I got older. I remember being about 11, 12 years old on my way to my new school, and I got to this intersection. I had to walk past pimps, prostitutes, walk through a graveyard, get to this intersection, six-lane intersection, and there was a man standing there saying, "Will someone help me cross? Will someone help me cross?" And there were all these people that kept passing by him. I said, "I'll help you cross." So he told me he was going to my school, and he was going to sell candy there. That's how he made his living. So I helped him cross the street to get there. We became good friends. His name was Mr. Butler. That moment reminded me of my mother bringing her out of pain into laughter to help her cross. My first 10 movies were all about her subconsciously wanting her to know that she was worthy, wanting black women to know you're worthy, you're special, you're powerful, you're amazing. All of that was about helping her cross. When I started hiring people like Taraji and Viola Davis and Idris Elba, they couldn't get jobs in this town, but God blessed me to be in a position to be able to hire them. I was trying to help somebody cross. When I built my studio, I built it in a neighborhood that is one of the poorest black neighborhoods in Atlanta, so the young black kids can see that a black man did that and they can do it too. I was trying to help somebody cross. That studio was once a Confederate Army base, and I want you to hear this, which meant that there was Confederate soldiers on that base plotting and planning on how to keep 3.9 million Negroes enslaved. Now that land is owned by one Negro. It's all about trying to help somebody cross. While everybody was fighting for a seat at the table, talking about Oscar so white, I said, y'all go ahead and do that. But while you fighting for a seat at the table, I'll be down in Atlanta building my own. Because what I know for sure is that if I could just build this table, God would prepare it for me in the presence of my enemies.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hey, Black Chow by Kelsey Collin. Hey, Black Chow, do you know who you are? Who you really are? Do you know you can be what you want to be if you try to be what you can be? Hey, Black Chow, do you know where you're going? Where you're really going? Do you know you can learn what you want to learn if you try to learn what you can learn? Hey, Black Chow, do you know you are strong? I mean really strong. Do you know you can do what you want to do if you try to do what you can do? Hey, Black Chow, be what you can be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do. And tomorrow, your nation will be what you want it to be.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we find a way.
To bring some love and tears today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. So excited and delighted that you guys are coming in with us on tonight. We're back in the building. Hello, man.
Hello.
Yeah. I want to thank all you guys that's hanging out with us tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we take action. We want to appreciate all of you that's coming in off the Man to the Mentor that's joining us over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we just had a blessed show over there. Man, just had a great conversation over there on Blog Talk Radio Network on the Man to the Mentor show. Man is in the building. My little chocolate chip is hanging out with me. Man, you feeling good?
I am feeling good. Happy Sunday, everyone.
They asked me, they said, why men always try to come in with this quiet storm voice?
Listen, I do not have the high-pitched voice. Sorry.
Say, hey, man, you be cranking, man, to come in. Hey, what's up? You know, what's going on,
Pete? It is what it is.
Well, we want to appreciate you guys. Listen, we're on all social media over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we just have had a blessed, marvelous day. Hope you guys have had a great day out there in Radio Land. We are all around the globe, and we've been around over here on We Talk Radio Network, man, for 12 years and running strong. I tell you, man. I want to thank the powers to be, Miss Kia D, Miss Kia D, and Mr. T Smiley. Hello to you guys tonight. The E-Man After Show is back. Man, if you want to follow us, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com because, man, we're on all social media. Why don't you help us out with some of them sites that you can we can be heard on?
Right, right. So we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts,
yeah,
Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Deezer, Podcast Addict, and Listen Notes.
Yeah, man, I love checking it out on Spotify.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so to all of you guys out there, you can go to all of any one of these. You can go to Deezer, you can go to Spotify, you can go to all the ones she listed. You can go to Blog Talk Radio Network, or We Talk Radio Network, and listen to all the great shows that's over here on this great network.
Right.
You can follow us on our YouTube channel just as well. We got a YouTube channel, guys. You can go, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But if you want to hit that subscribe button, man, that's all you got to do, right?
Yes, it. Just hit the subscribe button. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yeah, man, because this is your favorite listening station where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action over here. Don't get it twisted. Man, the Dallas Mavericks is playing tonight. They playing the L.A. Lakers. Man, I tell you that. Listen here. I think we're going to do good in this last run, man. Well, guys, dude, this is our last Sunday for African-American History Month.
Right.
You know, February is African-American History Month, and we've been celebrating African-American history, which is Black History Month, we're calling it, and Black Love Month and Heart Health Month.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're going to deal with a lot of the heart health on tonight because I just think it's very important that we guys get our hearts checked out. Yeah, because, man, I tell you, man, it's been interesting that, you know, a lot of people have been suffering a lot of heart attacks.
That is true.
And, you know, I don't, allegedly, I don't want to say it's due to COVID, but it's a lot of young people, just a lot of people been having heart attacks. So we're going to talk a little bit about heart health on tonight because it is Heart Health Month, the month of February.
Right.
And, you know, we men, we don't go to the doctor till we can't hip it.
Right.
But I think it's very important we get on up in there and begin to understand some of the telltale signs, when you're having some discomfort going on.
Right.
You know, you're checking your blood pressure and your cholesterol. And we're going to talk a little bit about that on tonight because we're around the domino table. Glad to be back around the domino table tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're back around the domino table. Want to appreciate you guys that's coming in. We see you coming in on the phone lines. We see you coming in on the network. It's the E-Man After Show. And then we have a segment that we do over here on the E-Man After Show. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred by Fred Bell. You know, he does a segment over here every Sunday night at, 9:35?
Uh-huh.
So all of you guys that call in at 9:32, we'll be on time because I think we did a long recap last Sunday night and we went a little over.
We did.
You know, but Fred Bell will be up at 9:35 tonight, encouraging for the soul because he's encouraging you with a great word to get you through the week, get you through the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a recap. He taught our Bible study lesson a few Sunday nights ago and at the first of the month, just was awesome. Got another great teacher that's going to teach us next month, man.
Right.
Oh, we got it lined up. This,
uh-huh.
Oh, that Bible study going, it's going to get interesting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to get interesting because different people have different perspectives when it comes to the Bible.
That's right.
And different people have different styles in the way they teach and then what they teach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Fred Bell started us off building our faith in the book of Job.
Yeah.
And so we want to thank him and we want to thank these segments that he does. And you guys are really appreciating this segment. We want to thank y'all guys that listen to that segment and take it and share it and give us good feedback. You know, it's just amazing because, you know, I don't really talk to him about the segment.
Uh-huh.
He sent them to me, and I'll be so busy. Sometimes I don't listen till I play it, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And then some of them I check, and they just be fitting for what's going on.
Right.
Which lets you know sometimes you can just be in tune, you know, with people just be in tune with you. You don't know until you really listen. And so he's been doing it for a while now. He teach a Bible study over at this church, man. They're called Loving Fellowship Baptist Church.
Yes.
And I think he do a Sunday school service. And we want to, you know, because a few people asked me about his Sunday school lesson. Mm-hmm. I said, well, he teach it at his church. I said, we did it on Facebook. And they're like, oh, really? I said, yeah, you need to go join him. He because they enjoyed his teaching a few Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I start sharing his I start sharing their church page, you know, when he's doing that.
Right.
And so to all of you that's been asking me, well, you'll probably see me sharing a lot of that now, because people keep asking me, where do the guy teach at?
Right.
You know, what church he go to? I say, he up under a bridge, don't argue. You know, but he's doing a good job. Awesome. So, Mr. Freer Bill, shout out to you if you're listening on tonight. We wanted to, the phone lines are lit up tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys that whatever you're doing, you know, just enjoy life and do it to the fullest, man. Whatever project you got going on, whatever. I know we got a pastors and leadership conference coming up. Whatever you're doing, man, just make it do what it do.
That's right.
Because there's room for everybody at the cross. You know, it's room for, it ain't no need to be a jelly about what nobody do. Everybody got an assignment, huh, Mandy?
That's right. That's so true.
Yeah, Dr. Mandy, you got an assignment. You got so much going on. Listen.
There's room for everybody.
There's room for everybody at the cross.
I mean, you know, there's so many different lanes, you mm-hmm. know, but there's so many different lanes that we all operate in collectively, you mm-hmm. know, and we just grateful for the lanes that we operate, you know?
Right. And, man, we want to appreciate all of y'all that's out there making a difference and making it do what it do. You know, we're celebrating Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we want to shout out to all the historical leaders and, mm-hmm. you know, people that's been on the front line for fighting for us and giving us a right to vote and allow us to have a voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great people went before us. Man, when you talk about Black history person, just a few names, man. When I think about Rosa Parks, man, just sit at the bus. She made a statement sitting at the bus. I mean, not getting
on the bus.
Uh-huh. I ain't moving him. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And she made a difference.
She did.
I think about Carter G. Woodson. You know, mm-hmm. Carter G. Woodson said it like this here. You know, most Black people have a 10-day mentality.
Uh-huh.
We do things for 10 days. If we don't see no change, we go back to the familiar.
That's true.
You know, he was talking about constructing a front door because a lot of us, the front door won't do because we always coming through the back door. Mm-hmm. In other words, what he was saying is we can march for 10 days. You know, we can do all this hype.
Right.
But if we don't see change, we go back through the back door because we don't see no change. That was Mr. Carter G. Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Fred. Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, we have Mr. Frederick Douglass. Yes.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, in every city there's a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right? Yeah.
And around
the hood.
And around the corner there is a Malcolm X.
For sure there.
All right, we have Barack Obama.
Shout out to President Barack Obama, Black man, the first Black president.
Right. Michelle Obama.
Yeah, shout out to me. We are becoming. We're still becoming. You know, need yet to be United States. These are just Black history persons that you might know. You know, just names of great ones that when you call a name, you know they help put a footprint in the ground. Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the our beloved sister that we all love dearly, Miss Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You got a car. I got a car. We got a car. All of us got a car.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Shout out to Miss Oprah Winfrey, and then to our first Black Vice President, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
You know, just a few names of those that, man, we you know, we want to always think about and understand the things that they did. We was talking about Malcolm X. We saw Malcolm X this weekend.
We did,
sitting around, chilling around the house, and got a lot of rest this weekend. Man, do we. You know, we've been going so to the point we rested this weekend and got a lot of movies in.
We got some movies in. Yeah,
I ain't gonna say a lot, but
we rested some. We got some rest. We got movies in.
Yeah, you know, every now and then your body, you just have to stop and shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Pull away.
Yeah, because we're talking about Health Heart Month on tonight. We're gonna get into a lot of that because I was sharing with you and we were sharing on your show. You know, we men are, it's old saying, you work yourself to death. We'll just work and work and won't pay attention to telltale signs of what's going on with you.
Right.
You know, you feeling certain pains, you feeling discomfort and you mm-hmm. just play it off. You're not checking your blood pressure because one of the signs of your heart disease is high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Yes.
And we want to talk a little bit about that. Kind of get into some stuff that's dealing with your heart. When I say stuff, I'm talking about, you know, all this sodium intake and this salt intake, you know, we eat some of everything, and we're just not walking, we're not exercising. In the African American community, the numbers is pretty high of heart disease.
That's true.
You know, 63% of in the African American community, and in the Caucasian community is 55%. Hispanics is 30-some percent, and that says to me that we're not getting checkups.
Right, and there's so many people that just have been affected by heart disease. There's been older but younger people. You know, you've had people as early as in their 20s, you know, to be affected. And, you know, you made a statement earlier when you and I were talking about, you know, years ago, heart disease was related to being overweight.
Right, right, right.
You know, we have people now all sizes that are being affected, you know, and mostly it can be hereditary, but also from the diet, you know, what we take in. You know, you spoke about the sodium, the salt, and things of that nature. A lot of us, it can start also with high cholesterol.
Right,
you know,
right.
As you stated earlier, high cholesterol, and then before you know it, if a person does not get the cholesterol under control, it develops into heart disease.
And the heart disease and strokes and guys, we want to make sure, and not only for men, women too.
Yes,
because there's a lot of women having a lot of heart condition, and this is me going on record allegedly to say, it seems like since COVID, it's a whole lot of people been having heart attacks to me.
You know, a lot of people feel that way. You know, a lot of people feel that way, that there's been, that there's some type of association, you know, with COVID and heart attacks. One of my mentees, Eman, in South Africa, shared with me that there has been a lot of people and young that have been affected with heart disease. As a matter of fact, just the other day, a guy, I believe he was like 35, had a heart attack and passed away.
Oh, wow.
And she was just stating there has been so many people that have been affected with heart attacks, heart disease, and things of that nature.
And so what are we seeing? We think it's very important that, especially if you're a man, you know, get into your doctor, get your checkups, you know, make sure you understanding what's going on with your cholesterol numbers and what's going on with your HDL and your LDL. You know, you need to make sure you get all of that checked out, because I tell you, man, you know, the stress and the strains of life, because, you know, stress is somewhat a silent killer, just as well as high blood pressure, because it don't give you no signs. But, you know, a lot of times, man, we could be feeling bad, you be stressed out, overworked, just pushing yourself, and you know, you don't go get checked out.
Right.
And so we really, really need to, especially those of you that smoke, pull away from that smoking table.
Right.
You know.
Right. And it narrows the blood vessels, you know. So the blood flow is not as it should be, you know. But you know, you talked about the cholesterol, Eman, and you know, there's, you talk about the HDL, which is considered good cholesterol.
Right, right.
And the LDL, which is considered bad cholesterol. We have to know our body mass index and also make sure that we're checking our blood pressure on a regular.
Yeah, you need to really be checking your blood pressure just about every day. Yeah, you know, they tell you in the morning time and in the evening time, because, you know, it's a silent killer. You may not be feeling nothing. I remember when I used to take care of my mother, you know, I took care of my mother for 7 years before she passed. And, I had to monitor her blood pressure, so I started checking mine just as well. Man, my mother was sitting up there, doing pulls, blood pressure sky high, you know. And, of course, she was on blood pressure. You know, she was on the blood pressure medication. And what was interesting, you know, when I checked it, I said, her blood pressure is high. And she was on blood pressure medication. And I was like, Mama, you feel okay? And she was like, yeah, I feel fine. And I checked it again, and it was still high. So by this time, I called my family. I was like, man, Mama, blood pressure is way too high. She ain't feel nothing. She's sitting up there, just sitting there doing puzzles. And that's why they would always call it a silent killer. So she had a particular medicine. I think it was like it started with C. I can't pronounce it right now. I can't remember it right now. It will, when you take it, immediately brings your blood pressure down.
Okay.
And my sister said, well, go ahead and give her that. And I gave her that. Man, I checked her blood pressure about 5 minutes later. I thought it was too low. I was like, oh, my God. You know, and we told the doctor, they was like, yeah, well, you know, blood pressure is a silent. I mean, you could be feeling fine and think you okay. And if you ain't checking your blood pressure, you be sitting up like ain't nothing going on. Your blood pressure be sky high.
Right.
Because that bottom number is the one that's real, really important because it's associated with the heart, you right. know. And if that number get over 90 and over 100, you probably need to be talking to somebody, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because I think now they don't move the scale. 1 minute was 120
they,
over.
Yeah, they changed it.
Mm-hmm, over 80. Now it's 140 over 80, you know, 140 over. Now they don't want it to get over 90.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you have to know your own body. Mm-hmm. When it's get over the 90s and 100s, you probably need to go to the doctor,
right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Because that's associated with your heart. And a lot of people, they get nervous with anxiety. And let me explain this to you people that's got. And the reason why I'm talking like this, man, because I almost became a physician myself because I had to go through a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, when they check it, they already afraid.
Yeah.
They call it white coat syndrome anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make yourself nervous and then it shoots your blood pressure up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's anxiety and you check it, if it's 160 over 101, mm-hmm. it's probably going to get higher because you're going to get nervous.
Right.
You know, so the thing to do if you're checking it is high, don't get nervous. Just, you know, drink you some vinegar, eat you some mustard.
Mm-hmm.
That'll bring your blood pressure immediately down. Some mustard, because
mm-hmm.
it's got vinegar in it, because a lot of people don't like drinking vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to drink apple cider and vinegar, go ahead and put your little water in it and,
mm-hmm.
and wait about 30 minutes and then come back and check it. It'll come down. If it ain't come back down, then you probably need to go to the hospital to find out what's going on
right.
because... Because it's a such thing as elevated blood pressure and mm-hmm. it's high blood pressure.
Right.
My blood pressure used to stay elevated because I took care of my mother with all the stresses and strains of what we had to deal with, what I had to deal with, you know, working plus taking care of her. I would go to the doctor and they say, oh, your blood pressure is elevated today. And she explained to me, she said, Mr. Masson, you don't have high blood pressure. It's just where you're doing long days working, being a caregiver and all of that. So she taught me little things to do to monitor my blood pressure. So I have always been monitoring. And, man, I'm 61 years old, and I checked my blood pressure this morning. It was 124 over 76.
Mm,
you know, when I show you my blood pressure
right.
like that, you'd be like, man, I'll be like, you know, that's my normal blood pressure because I don't have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's a lot of your intakes and what you eat. Watch all this sodium men out there and ladies on the network, all this. I know the food is good. I know the barbecue is good. I know them reels is off the chain. But if you ain't watching the sodium in a lot of this food, it'll run your blood pressure up. And we got a lot of African-American men stroking out, you know, having heart attacks because, first of all, we don't go to the doctor
mm-hmm.
enough
mm-hmm.
to know, you know, to do this early prevention. And heart disease is really real. And so this month, you know, we've really been talking about it all this month, especially over on the Man to the Mentor show. You know, you change your diet, start eating
yes.
some good old
fish. You know, you get the salmon,
mm-hmm.
fresh tuna, sardines, mackerels. You just want that good fish, you know, with the, what is it, the omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helpful as well.
Yeah, just know. As well.
You want to make sure you eat nuts, whole grains,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature. Plenty of water, lots and lots of water.
Yeah, so, why you look at me?
You know,
I mean, drinking a lot of water because water flushes your system out,
mm-hmm.
making sure you're eliminating just as well. Now, this is a good one for all you men and women.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't on my list, but this will help you right here.
What you got?
Some good sex, it'll mm-hmm. bring all of that. It'll take a whole, listen, if you ain't standing up in it, you know, you probably going to be stressed out too.
Is that why once you get yourself together, settled,
mm-hmm.
you get up and you check your blood pressure. Guess the question.
No, because at the end of the day, I think, and a lot of people don't believe that, but this is a scientific fact that sex takes away stress.
Right, right.
What do they call it? I forget the name of it. Because we had a doctor on to explain that. Dr. Tamara explained that to you. So don't think sex is a bad deal.
No.
If you ain't getting it regularly, you might need to start getting it regularly to help you with your blood pressure, to help you with your stress levels, to bring all of that. At the end of the day, I want to educate somebody in Black History Month
mm-hmm.
on this network. You know,
right.
It's not all, I mean, a lot of times because we're around the domino table, people don't like to have a conversation when it comes to certain stuff. And those of you ain't getting none, you ain't getting no pooty cooter. I mean, at the end of the day, you need to work it out to where you know, not making that your regiment, but at the end of the day, you need to get it in regularly. Because it helps with the endorphins and the secretions that run through your body.
Right.
You know, and because, you know, we used to wonder, man, a long time ago, have you ever seen just different people with the, especially women, or their back will be hunched over a little bit? But that, yeah, because they weren't having enough sex.
I don't know if that...
No, that's definitely what it was, you know. And I done did my research. This is fact. This ain't legendary, neither.
They had a hump in their back because they weren't being...
Yeah, they weren't... Yeah, not releasing the endorphins that's in their body.
Okay.
And so, so those of you on the network...
That means that they were not running... They weren't doing anything to get that release.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a whole lot of ways, but I think sex is the number one. I mean,
yes,
y'all don't think
it's always
so.
Been.
It's number one in my book. You know, so quit trying to go a long time without it. You understand what I'm saying? And so, to all of you that's coming in on the network, on the phone lines, we see you guys coming in. We want to appreciate you guys. We're talking Heart Health Month on tonight. To you ladies, you know, we want to. To our sisters, we want you to go to the doctor and get your checkups.
Right.
You know, you need to get your heart checked, you know, because a lot of women, they wearing a lot of hats today.
That's true.
You know, they frying the bacon, they cooking the bacon, they, you know, growing the bacon, they doing it all, so
doing
to speak.
It all.
And so, since y'all got y'all running shoes on, I think it's very important that y'all get in the doctor's office just as well.
It is important. We had someone on our previous show call in, and they stated that they were afraid. They were afraid to go to the doctor and get a checkup because they feel like they're going to find something wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just strongly encourage anyone out there that's afraid now to go. You know, early prevention is good, and there's just so much. We've made so many breaks. You know, in the medical field, you know, when it comes to medicine and things of that nature. But unless a person go, you wouldn't know. And that's torment and fear that you're just sitting in.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, yeah, you want to definitely get your heart checked. This is the last Sunday of February. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been dealing with Black American History Month, Black Love Month, you know, Heart Health Month. You can get your heart broken in with love.
Right.
You know, and then not only just your natural heart, your spiritual heart.
That's right.
You know, you want to make sure your spiritual heart is just as well.
Yes.
Yeah, well, along with the natural heart. But we're really talking about the natural heart on tonight because we're around the domino table. And I think it's very, very important that men, especially in the African-American community, we need to stay in the doctor's office, make your appointments, you know, make sure you get yourself checked out. Because if you ain't really, really... getting checked out, you ain't gonna be good for nobody.
So true.
At the end of the day, we see you guys coming in on the network. We see all of you that's chiming in tonight. We see you over there on the phone line. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, you can hit option one. You can call us here at 563-999-3456 and hit option one. We will definitely bring you into the conversation because we're talking heart health on tonight.
Right.
You know, is your heart healthy?
Is your heart?
That's the question. Is your heart healthy? Mm-hmm. Are you really, really, I mean, if you feel in certain pain for a long time, you know, that's one of the things, one of the telltale signs of heart, you know, something could be going on with you in your heart, where you keep being lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You're dehydrated, dehydration, all of those things that, you know, we put off and say, oh, I'll be all right.
Right.
You know, I just had a long day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, if you study feeling certain pain, certain, you know, in your back, you know, you want to go to your doctor and let them know. Because about 3 months ago, cause you know, my brother, he coded three times, my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, because my mother, you know, she had some heart problems. She had a pacemaker.
Right.
My oldest sister came home from church and just had a heart attack and passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother, he coded three times this last year. Well, they prepared us as a family, but I, you know, I do it all the time. I went to the doctor, and, you know, I had to wear a heart monitor for 24 hours. I slept in it.
Mm-hmm.
It monitored my heart when I was asleep and all of that type stuff. They tell you everything about it, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And I just think it's a good idea. Everything came back fine, you know, but if you want that expensive check, you got to ask a lot of questions.
You do.
Because we seen a young man cold on the field at 20-something years old, you know, over there at Buffalo. And makes me wonder who missed it because he had to pass his physical to play football.
Yeah, but you know, it makes me think, because you said physical, right? I remember hearing a doctor saying the mechanical part of the heart can be affected, and just with the regular routine checkup and test, it won't detect the mechanical part of the heart. They were saying, well, it could be something mechanical with the heart, and the regular it's a certain special test they have to order in order to detect that.
Right.
And so it made me think about that. You know, was there something else going on that the routine test or checks did not detect?
Right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a segment that we're doing right about now. It's called Encouragement for the Soul. It's by Deacon Fred Bell. He's a member of Loving Fellowship Baptist Church. Those of you know, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And if you didn't know anything about Wintergreen over there in DeSoto, their church is over there in Wintergreen. Shout out to his pastor, Pastor Micah D. Sneed. He does a Facebook. All of you that have been trying to figure out where he do his Sunday school service at, it's Loving Fellowship Facebook. I posted it. I'm going to be sharing it now because several people, they enjoyed his teachings, and they said they wanted to, you know, you just never know who's, man, we have so many people listening on this network,
right,
and they reach out. I was like, listen, he teaches Sunday school. I listen to him every now and then, you know. Most of the time I'm serving, but I try to, you know, get in where I can fit in.
Right.
But we got his segment. He's doing a great job over here. We want to thank Mr. Fred, but I'm going to stroll the phone line and see if he's on the line tonight. We're going to go to his segment, man, and we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Have you ever had a time where you woke up and you felt like you just wasn't loved? You felt like no one wanted you around. You felt like if you were all on your own. But in that moment, someone came and said hello. Someone held the door open for you. Someone called just to say, have a good day, and I love you. That is God speaking to you, letting you know that you are loved, and you could never be more loved than you are right now. When you lay down in the image of death, which is the closest that we can be to being dead without actually being physically dead, God touched you. He woke you. And he said, wake my child. You stood on his strength. You heard a voice with his ears. You spoke a word with his voice. If you didn't know that you were loved at that moment, I want to let you know now that God loves you more than you could ever imagine. So the next time that you're feeling a little down, a little out, let me let you know right now that God loves you. Because God sent his only begotten son down to die for you. Even before you were born, he thought of you. He's always enough. God loves us more than anyone could ever love us. So the next time, think about the love that God has put in you. When you walk around, when you breathe the air, that is love. When you have a thought in your mind and you think, that is God's love. So never think that God doesn't love you. Even when people do not love you, God loves you. His love is the only love that really matters. Because God is the one, the only one who has a heaven or a hell to put you in. Man does not. Sometimes we may worry too much about what man thinks about us. And we seek the love of the world and we forget about the love of God. But you know, the world is a world full of fallen people. But God will always rise. He will never leave, nor will he ever forsake you. And then the scripture tells us, it names all the things that cannot keep God from loving us. And when you read it, it tells you that there is nothing on this earth or in this world that can keep God from loving you. And you are loved. And I love each and every one of you. And I come to encourage anyone that's listening tonight, if you felt like you wanted to end it all, if you felt like you wanted to go out and hurt someone, if you think about what God has done, redirect your mind, redirect your thoughts, redirect your heart, and turn it all over to the one who loves you. So therefore, when you love, he loves. When he loves, you love. Because now you are united with Christ. And you can go out and spread the love of Christ. Because God loves you. You had another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know.
Oh, well, you Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Attention, attention, attention all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you dial the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DV signing off on We Talk Radio. Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DV. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
Oh, yes. We are back. We are back, Mandy. Hey.
We are back.
It is the E-Man After Show. So excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. We are back up in here in the building.
We are.
Having a conversation about heart. Heart health. Hey, you got your heart checked out. Yes. So we want to thank all you guys that are standing by on the phone lines, all you guys that are hanging out with us on the network. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. It is the E-Man After Show. We are here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are all around the globe. We want to thank all of you that's all around the network on the phone lines that give us great feedback about We Talk Radio Network and the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
We want to appreciate you guys that keep listening. The reason why we keep coming back is y'all keep listening.
That's right.
Y'all listening from everywhere. And so we want to thank you for supporting our We Talk Radio Network. We've been around for 12 years. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley, the powers to be. That, you know, this is Black History Month and, yeah, yes, really want to name some black person in excellence.
That's
and,
right.
And Miss Kia D is one of those people.
Right.
Because her network has been around for 12 years over here on We Talk Radio Network. And want to appreciate her and all that she does. This is a black-owned network.
Yes.
And we want to thank that woman for putting her foot to the plow because she could have gave up a long time ago.
That's right.
But, you know, to do this type of work, you really, really, you have to stay within it. At least after 6 years, you're probably going to make it. And she's been around for 12 years, and we're going strong. So we want to thank Miss Kia Davis for not giving up, just being courageous and bold enough to hang in here.
Right.
You know, without with the market the way it is. Because, see, she started her network 12 years ago when internet radio started coming out. And a lot of people were, oh, that's not going to take off, but internet radio is the number one market is today.
Yes.
Because everybody is on the networks and podcasts everywhere, and you can just chime in with cyberspace and be all around the world, you know. And so mainstream radio is going off the scene, and internet radio is on the scene, you know. Well, thank Miss Kia Davis. Just a black person in excellence. Yeah, just
that's
doing
right.
an excellent thing, you know.
Yes.
I want to shout out to my, Mr. T. Smiley. No, I was going to say T. Smiley. Mr. Tyler Perry. Another great guy that's doing an awesome job, man. When I think about Mr. T.P., you know, his brother, he bought this all this land up there in Atlanta. And he ended up paying the taxes for all the people that live around that area where he bought the studio this year. Because Tyler Perry would say, listen, I've been blessed and fortunate enough to build and bring this kind of wealth to Atlanta, and the property value went up. People's taxes went up. Tyler Perry took care of cost of $6 million. A little chump change for him.
Right.
You know, allegedly around $6 to $8 million he paid in taxes. You know, just a little chump change for Mr. TP. But shout out to him because, you know, none of us wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but he just had that generous heart. Just another person in excellence, black person in excellence. When I think about Tupac Shakur. You know, you don't know what I'm about Tupac.
I know who Tupac is.
Yeah, that Tupac, man. Because, you know, when I listen to Tupac, the reason why I'm naming these certain people, man, is because when I listen to Tupac music, the lyrics that Tupac sung about back when we was coming up in the early 70s, in the 80s, it's relevant today.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? What he sung about and the lyrics that and the him being in that market and a rapper, if you listen to Tupac today, man, you think this brother was a prophet a long time ago. You know, because in the era we live in, the things he rapped about back then, we are living in today. You know what I'm saying? And so the Mr. Tupac, and then I think about Serena Williams, you know, a black tennis player. You know, she have won time and time again. And then you just heard me play Mr. Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. MJ. You know, Mr. Michael Jordan, you know. Then I'm going to throw another one in here that I love dearly. Mr. Thomas Dexter J. Singer, Bishop P.D. Jakes over at the Potter's House.
Right.
What a great influence, a great leader, a great religious leader. Man, I tell you, Bishop Jakes is doing the doggone thing. Yeah, he's all over, somewhere everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know. But he have made a difference in just not in the community around the world.
Right.
You know, his global ministry have traveled around the world. And, boy, this dude here, this brother here, he off the chain. So shout out to you, Bishop T.D. He preached a sermon today. You know, he did, you know, the second part of his sermon is called Bruised Love. And as I was listening to Fred Bell's segment on tonight, Fred Bell was talking about love. And Bishop Jakes today, he came from St. John, what was it, 3:15 through 17,
mm-hmm.
and he broke down St. John 3:16.
Right.
You understand, understanding how God was bruised, but he still loved us because he was raised. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. I mean, Bishop, he broke that thing down. Those of you know, we broadcast this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I'm a member with the Potter's House. You know, man, when you know how you can read the Bible, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
and you can, and this, and really, I don't even think you can make it into heaven if you don't say John 3:16. You know, because everybody knows. I mean, I can really teach St. John 3:16.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, I've always, even talking to you years ago when we were doing your show on Facebook, I talked about, because when I started studying, I got captured on the word so.
Uh-huh.
And you remember, y'all just say that two-letter word is a big word.
Right.
You know, and he captured on what so mean today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he broke it down to, so shout out to Bishop Jakes. You know, we're getting ready for the leadership conference that's getting ready to happen next month. Yeah, and so to me, he's just a black person of excellence.
Yeah.
Everything he does it with first class and in excellence, and he teaches us to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so he talked about love today, and as I was listening to Fred Bell segment dealing mm-hmm. with love,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can understand the ultimate love of Christ,
mm-hmm.
oh, man, if you can really get understand how he was bruised, but he loved us anyway,
right.
and he became sin for us. He knew no sin,
mm-hmm.
but he became sin.
Yes,
oh, yes. And so we enjoyed that sermon on today. And so to all of you that's out there on the network, you know, we're talking about Heart Health Month. You know, making sure your heart is checked out, because a lot of people are heartbroken.
That's true.
You know, they're not loved. You know, I often used to talk a lot of times, man, and I used to share with you and others how, you know, you could tell when a person really, really loved you. Because when I had my mother, when she finally was ending up in the nursing home,
mm-hmm.
you know, you would walk down the hallways and see the elderly people laying there, and people take their loved ones and don't come back to see them.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And all of the people need is just someone to tell them they love them.
Yeah.
You know, that strong willpower to live, a lot of them withered away because they didn't feel loved.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Love is a powerful thing.
It is.
You know, and so that's what we've been talking about tonight, dealing with the heart, because so many people are heartbroken,
mm-hmm.
you know, spiritually heartbroken. Right. You know, that's what Fred was talking about in this segment. And just heartbroken, and then physically, your heart is not good.
Right.
You know, if mentally if your heart ain't good and spiritually your heart ain't good, boy, you got some heart problems.
Uh-huh.
But we are talking about the physical and the diseases of heart. But just wanted to, you know, since we're concluding our Black History Month,
right.
you know, and Black Love Month and Heart Health Month this month, we kind of wanted to end it up talking about the heart, making sure we men, you know, get our heart checked. Because, you know, man, when you start talking about famous people, man, I remember people like Star Jones. I believe it was in 2010 she had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start looking at people like Dick Cheney and David Letterman and Barbara, the late Barbara Walters. I remember President Clinton, you know. Not Clinton. Well, Clinton had bypass surgery for twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember a lot of the Rosie O'Donnell. I think she had a heart attack in 2012. It's a lot of famous people ended up with heart disease and having heart attacks. Why? Because they, I ain't going to say they didn't go to the doctor and get checked, but probably their lifestyles and certain things they was eating. And so I told them that we, you know, if we deal with heart health this month and through on out the rest of the year, you know, you want to make sure your cholesterol levels are good.
Right.
You want to make sure you're walking and you're exercising and don't be like when our last callers call in talking about they're afraid to go to the doctor to find out what's going on. Because a lot of people are afraid, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to know.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd rather kick on over instead of knowing. You know? Yeah,
I think a lot of people feel like if something's wrong, then there's nothing that's going to be able to be done. Maybe they're at that stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But early preventive is important, you know? And at the end of the day, with modern medicine, there's a lot being done. And so we just have to sometimes just swallow big and just, you know, walk on into the doctor's office. But a lot of times in people's mind, they're thinking the worst scenarios. And not only that, when you have family history of certain things that have occurred, you know, you've witnessed a lot. And then not only it personal experiences when you're walking into the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is not an excuse for not going to see about ourselves.
Right.
However, when a person's mind get to wondering and you have all these experiences and you witness different things happening, it can be a certain impact, you know, on the mental. So at the end of the day, we do need to just go in and get checked out, you know,
right,
but
right.
People, they struggle with so many different fears.
Right.
And at the end of the day, not turning a blind eye to it, if there is something, 9 times out of 10 is going to make it worse because a person is not being treated.
Right.
So we recommend that, you know, if you feel that there is an issue, if you're uncertain, if you just need to be checked out by a doctor, go and be checked out.
Especially in the African American community, because I believe the percentage is pretty high in African American men. I think they say it's like 63% of heart condition, heart disease in African American men. Then our other counterparts, you know, our Caucasian brother, I think it was 55%, and Hispanic it was like 33%. That's alarming rate of heart condition. I mean, heart disease is 63%.
Right.
That's you know, and a lot of times that's because, you know, it's always been this saying, we don't go to the doctor till we can't help it.
Right.
You know, black men just don't go to the doctor. But we want to encourage you, since we're around the domino table, I'm going to bring some brothers in a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, while we're around the domino table, this is what we want to do on this show, because at the end of the day, we really, really need to, you know our cholesterol levels and know our blood pressure levels. I'm 61 and I check my blood pressure at least twice a day. You know what I'm saying? I check it in the mornings early because I have long days, and then I check it in the evening. And a lot of times, you know, people are, because a lot of times, I don't know if it's a thing when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people put that blood pressure cup on, they get nervous, and that's what causes anxiety.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times they ask you to calm down, and they are checking. If it's high, they come back and recheck it because they recognize the anxiety is high today.
Right.
You know, but you got to realize that stress on your heart.
That's stress.
You understand what I'm saying?
You know, I wonder something. I was thinking as you were speaking, what is the association between, well, let me say this. I've heard in the past, and there's been quite a few people that have suffered a heart attack, but it was while they were on the toilet.
What this is the association with it. If you're straining to use the restroom, two things can happen. This is why they tell you, you know, you should lemonade often. And this is real talk, because I took care of my mother. If you're using the restroom and you're straining, two things, you can shoot your blood pressure up or your blood pressure can get too low. You can pass out. Low blood pressure is just as worse as high blood pressure. And a lot of time, you know, we use the word constipated. You're too constipated. And this is where a lot of the prostate cancer come in within men. You should eliminate. But if you're using the restroom, you're eliminating and you're straining to do it, you're putting a lot of strain on your heart.
Right.
And you can have a heart attack.
You know, okay. That's good. Thank you. I was wondering if it was because the body was shedding down,
mm-hmm.
and the body was just kind of, you know.
Well, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, but you know, my doctor have shared that about, mm-hmm. you know, because one time I was lemonade and I got lightheaded,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know what it was, and I just thought, but when I stood up, you know, it just kind of went away. You know, right. and I just kind of mentioned it to her,
mm-hmm.
and she asked me, she said, well, what were you doing? I said, I was just using the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
She said, she ran some tests, and then I asked her, I said, well, what is that all about? She said, because a lot of times people don't realize if you're, I don't know the words to it, the words that she used, because mm-hmm. it's been a minute, you know, but yeah, it's a lot. Listen, this body is the guy, when he designed this body, he designed for everything to work in correlation
right.
with everything. I mean, hit your big toe and see if you don't have one. You think you're going to have one. You understand what I'm saying? But a lot of times it had to do with the shock and then like them valves in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she was saying. The valves in your heart, they can close up.
Right.
You know, and cause that blood not to rush to your heart. Once you shut that blood off, you have a heart attack. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And so it has this parallels and it's, and so this is why a lot of us are so unlearned and so uneducated because mm-hmm. we don't take the time to. And I learned a lot of this in the 7 years, 8 years that I took care of my mother, going back and forth to physicians and doctors and
mm-hmm.
really understanding medicine. Too much medicine can run your blood pressure up.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people, everybody's body is different, so you start having reactions to different medicines.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to a lady mm-hmm. during COVID. Dr. Jen was, she did a live on Facebook, and she was saying that she had a patient came in and blood pressure was high and levels high and all this extra stuff. And she asked her, what are you taking?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this lady pulled out all.
She got to get up out of there.
She was trying to prevent herself from catching COVID and hearing, take this, take
yeah, right.
that,
okay. yeah.
boost this, vitamin this. And it was so much.
Wow.
Her blood pressure was high, levels was high,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and she, and so with the medication, yeah, it will do a job on you.
Yeah, if you're not taking the right, because everybody's body is different, you're not taking the right medicines, and you know, say for instance, you know, some sinus infection is one of the things that that a lot of people deal with,
right.
decongestants,
mm-hmm.
and you're going getting all that over the counter medicine with all of these ingredients in them that mm-hmm. have the different side effects that they tell you on the box. You know, by the time you get through taking some of this medicine, you don't even want to take it because this is going to cause this and
right.
this is going to cause that. But those people that experience high blood pressure, they tell you a certain medicine you can't
you
take,
can't
with,
take
with high blood pressure.
Right.
It is going to elevate your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so which all of that affects the heart.
Right.
That's where we're going with this. It causes heart disease and it affects your heart because it's putting a lot of strain on your heart because your heart's supposed to beat so many minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start having irregular heartbeats, when you exalting yourself and you overexerting yourself, and sometimes you could be doing something, you could feel your heart. Sometimes you could feel your heart when it skip a beat.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, they won't pay that attention.
Right.
They'll just say, oh, you know, I don't know what was going on. And, you know, and be up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so to those of you around the globe tonight, around the network, we're around the domino table, and we're having a conversation on tonight. If you want to call us up at 563-999-3456, we'll bring you into the conversation because we think these kind of conversations are very, very important, especially for men. You know, I would say all men, but the African-American community, why? Number one, because it's Black History Month, and we're concluding Black History Month, but in the African-American community,
mm-hmm.
that number, 63%, is pretty high.
If that is.
You know what I'm saying? Because we won't go to the doctor. But let me see if I can bring this good brother into the line. I found his number. He's on the line tonight. Deacon Fred Bell, how you doing this evening, sir?
All right.
Well, glad to have you tonight. You're sitting back chilling, listening to the E-Man After Show. Yes, sir. We want to thank you for listening.
My volume had went down.
Huh?
No, my volume had went down. I couldn't hear all you see it.
Yeah, I said, well, thank you for listening to the E-Man After Show, man. We just having
a conversation
talking about the heart on tonight, man. This is African American History Month, but Heart Health Month when we finishing up. And, man, we're just talking about ourselves getting checked out. How important you think it is, Mr. Fred Bell, to go get your heart checked out?
It's real important because on the break I was listening when you and Amanda was talking, and I got a friend whose mother is like that. She won't go to the doctor because she says they may find something wrong.
Right.
And I started thinking, I'm like, well, if your car is leaking oil, you'll take your car to the shop to get your car checked so they can find out what's wrong with it.
Right,
but if you wake up and your chest hurting, you mean you're not going to go because you don't want – I don't understand that. And real quick, man, I was having many strokes for like over 2 weeks. Back in 2018. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that it's my like my blood pressure was high or something, right? So I'm thinking I get dizzy and one of my eyes feel like it's up, one of them feel like it's down. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the doctor on a certain day. And I'm driving home. You know, I'm feeling nauseated. And this, and I'm like, man, one day at work, I laid down the whole day. Got up one morning, I told my wife, I said, back my neck is hurting. So I took me a shower, lay back down. I got up, then got up like maybe a couple hours later. I told her my neck is hurting worse. And I took the side of my face, man, it felt like I had went to the dentist. Just, it's like a line was drew down the middle. The left side was numb. Now I told my wife to call the ambulance. They took me to, I went to a Methodist. Ran a whole bunch of tests. Doctor came in there. He said, man, how long has it been going on? I said, about 2 weeks. He said, you know, you was having many strokes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And then he explained it to me. It was like say you got a frozen Coke can and you try to get the soda out. You know how you shake it and get the soda? He said every time your brain would shake and it would loosen up and your blood would start flowing, that's when you would go back to normal. So that kept me from having like a major stroke.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
And, you know, just by seeing, I could have woke up and said, oh, man, you know, my face just a little numb. You know, I'm going to lay back down. I don't want to go to the doctor. Man, I pay insurance. They take it out of my check every 2 weeks. So guess what? I'm going to use it every opportunity I get.
Hello. Yes, sir. Boy, because I try to use I've been trying to use all mine up, you know? I'm glad you shared that, man, because a lot of times we just don't pay attention to the signs that goes on in our body, and especially us men, we'll just play it off, you know? Because every now and then, you know, your sugar can drop, and people don't think that it's real if your sugar drop.
Right.
That's a dangerous thing, too, if your sugar drop. Your sugar get too low, you know? And, man, I tell you, boy, you a miracle walker, Mr. Free.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are a miracle walker, man, because I tell you, you know, when you talk about Job, I can imagine one thing after another, but no wonder your faith is so strong because you keep coming through.
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, let's see if we can bring this other caller in. Go ahead, Dr. Fred.
Oh, and it's like it's real quick. Like I told you when I found out that I had cancer, not knowing what it was, when I looked in the mirror and seen that knot on the back of my tongue, not knowing what that is, I could have it's just a little growth or something. You know, it ain't nothing. But I went and had it checked out. It's just so many things that, you know, there's always warning before destruction.
Right.
We always will be warned before, but we still won't go when it comes to our health. I was thinking about real quick, I would rather go find out something is wrong and if they could fix it. And if they cannot fix it, if my life is not right, to get my life right and my things in order before I leave this earth.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. That makes a whole lot of logical sense to me.
Right.
You think, you know what I'm saying? At least if they find something, I got a minute to get. Kind of remind me of the altar call Bishop Jake to you today, man.
Uh-huh.
Bishop Jake started counting it down. He was like, listen, you got 60 seconds. After that, you're on your own. What is he saying? And Fred, you can finish your statement. He's saying, I'm giving you an opportunity to get it right, because after this, I'm going to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's left up to you to make the decision. if you want to get it right. And that's what I'm hearing you say, Fred. You know, it just don't make sense to
right.
not go and not know than to go and say, well, at least,
right.
man, at least I done found out I can work on it, at least get it right. You know what I mean? At least I can make sure I don't make it to hell if I'm going to get up out of
it. Right.
All this stuff I done, at least give me a minute to get it right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're around the network tonight, around the domino table. We're having a conversation. It is the E-Man After Show. We have Mr. Fred Bell. He's a deacon over at his church, and he's sharing, and Amanda's around the domino table. Let me see if I can bring this other brother in tonight. Last four numbers, 4875. He may be asleep. Last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hey, what's up, E-Man? It's Deacon Smith.
Hey, Ant, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I see you
good,
talking about
good.
Hearts on tonight, huh?
Yeah, man, it's Health Heart Month on tonight. Yeah, man, we're around the domino table. We got Mr. Fred Bell. We got Mandy. Yeah, man, we're talking about the heart, you know. Have you had
yeah,
your heart checked
yeah.
out, Ant?
I actually haven't went to a heart doctor, but when I had a
mm-hmm.
checkup, you know, they put the little stethoscope on there and listen to my heart and
mm-hmm.
breathe in
mm-hmm.
and out. They say I have regular heartbeats. There's not nothing
mm-hmm.
irregular about them. And
right.
So they don't seem to think that I have any heart issues or any, you know, enlarged heart, any of that type of thing. And,
right.
So I just noticed since my last checkup, man, the reason I went is because it's been going on about a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be having to go to the restroom really fast. You know, when it come, it's come. I got to go. And
oh, that's
so
age, brother.
I'm thinking it just come with age.
Oh,
you know, I'm
sure.
thinking that just come with age, man. So I wanted
yes,
to go
sir.
Check it out. So
uh-huh.
I didn't have no enlarged prostate. I didn't have no cancer in my prostate, none of that. But he put me on some type of pills to see if it'll stop that. And what one thing he said may be triggering that is in the morning time I drink coffee.
Yeah.
Which is a caffeine. You know, I drink coffee,
mm-hmm.
caffeine. And then at lunchtime, I go to lunch at work, I have an iced tea. I drink
mm-hmm.
tea. And so that's
mm-hmm.
quite a bit of caffeine in one day. So he told
yeah.
me to back off my caffeine intake and see if
mm-hmm.
that helped. And then he gave me some, if that didn't help it, he had put me on some kind of blue pills that I was taking to see if that
mm-hmm.
kind of regulated a little bit. It
mm-hmm.
seemed not as bad as it was. It seemed to be, but I'm still having to go when I go. When I have to go.
Listen,
bro.
Listen.
Like I said, I just thought that came with old age, man. You know,
I think it's age.
Yeah. Because
I'm the same way. When I got to go, I got to go. But I do a lot of liquid intake, too. Because, you know, fellas, what I didn't know, Fred and Ant, what I didn't know, you can drink too much water. I didn't know that, you know. And I was drinking a lot of water. And so my doctor told
uh-huh.
me to bag off of drinking water.
Wow,
you know,
I never heard that bag off water. Usually doctors tell you ain't drinking enough.
Well, trust me, I'm hydrated. And she was saying, because I was telling her the same thing that you're, you know, it's interesting that you're sharing. Because it was the same thing. It's liquid intake. And, you know, I drink a lot of water. Because, you know, it was one summer that I was working in a company. Me and my brother were working together. And the warehouse was real hot. And I got hot. And so I thought I was having a heat stroke. Like Fred was talking about the back of his neck, my whole neck got stiff, you know. And we went to the doctor, and they couldn't find nothing or nothing wrong or anything like that. They just said I probably got overheated. Well, they did say I was dehydrated. And so they told me I need to drink. So I've been drinking water. So I went into my doctor, and I was like, man, I use the restroom a whole lot at the nighttime. And she was like,
mm-hmm,
well, how many
yeah,
times
yeah.
you normally go? I said, shoot. I say it wakes me up. You understand what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Me too. It does me that way.
Uh-huh. And then she said, well, how much? She asked me, was I drinking a lot of sodas and drinking coffee? I said, no, I don't do coffee, but I do a lot of different juices. And I said, I drink a lot of water. She said, how much water you drink a day? And I begin, you know, they say 8 glasses of water, so many gallons, so many liters. And I said, well, ma'am, I drink a whole lot of water. She said, you need to bag off all your water. Too much water is just not as good as, you know, because the body design, we got to have water because the body need water. But, you know, if you can always do too much of anything. You know what I'm saying? And to be fair, honest with you, Ann and Fred, I pulled back and it just went away. I don't know if it's psychological or what. You know what I'm saying? When I go to the restroom now, that's just because of age, Ann. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It waits right till you get sleepy. And be like, oh, I got to go pee again? Jesus,
yeah,
right. What in the hell sandwich going on?
Yeah. As soon as I go lay down, I'm probably sure about an hour and a half go by maybe. I'm jumping up.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, it's good to have it because, you know, I did my colonoscopy, whatever they call it. I'm getting ready to do another one. You know, I think she said it's coming up. But, yeah, man, you know, when you don't find out you got them polyps and have to have them polyps removed and all that type of stuff, you know, you're good. So we all up there in the same age. Deacon Fred Bill about this youngest one on the line. Fred, how old are you, Fred? Fred, do you? Oh, you 16, Fred? No, he's a little bit younger than me. And
no, sir.
Yeah. You're a little young whippersnapper.
Nowhere close to that.
He's about nowhere close to that. Get out of here.
Fred, you ain't using the restroom? Man, listen here. Well, I tell you, yeah, if I drink some tea, Aunt, and those of you that's on the network, man, if I drink some tea and some water, man, it was like, are you going to the restroom again? I was like, man, that's all that tea.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
It just runs right through you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, Aunt, I'm going to tell you what my wife told me one night. Well, you go be in my bed. You go and get. So don't be peeing in the bed. You go and get up there. You get you, if I'm going to have to get you a pot and put over there.
Exactly.
But no, I understand. Yeah, yes. But yeah, we're talking about, man, this is February, the last Sunday in February, and so all month long we've been dealing with Black History Month, Black Love Month, and Heart Health Month, and we wanted to finish it up tonight talking about the heart, you know, and just really want to encourage men and our women to really, really get yourself checked out, you know, especially at age, man. I tell you. I don't know, boy. I be feeling stuff. He be like, man, I see what these, you know, you get to working. Man, my hands was hurting. Last time I went to the doctor, it done went away now. You know, man, I don't know what I was doing, but my hand was hurting. Now, have you ever slept on your arm and it woke up, it was numb? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That blood circulation, you know. And she, I said, well, my hands was hurting.
Exactly.
And she said, take a Tylenol
exactly.
and stay off. She said, how you sleep? I said, well, I'm married now. My wife sleep bad, and you know. And I said, I found myself all on my arm and everything like that. I said, I woke up with my hand was just you understand? So, but now they just, you know, it kind of went away, man. But what are we seeing tonight? We're having fun, but what am I seeing? We do want you to pay attention to your body, pay attention to the signs that goes on in your body, you know, and get yourself checked out. But this month, you know, and not even this month, just really, really pay attention because I'm going to go on record and allegedly say it like this, guys. I just think, man, with this, since COVID, it's been a whole lot of heart attacks. You know what I'm saying? People getting up out of here with a heart attack. I mean, my Jesus, like my, this happened, it's a heart attack. That happened, it's a heart attack. I said, what in the ham sandwich is going on up in here? But, we want to thank you guys for joining us on tonight. We want to thank you guys for sitting around the domino table with us on tonight. Man, we have had a blessed day on today. Man, we have rested this weekend. And I think it's very important that you shut it down every now and then and just really get your body rested up. Because, you know, my doctor did share with me, you know, a lot of times we don't rest well. You know, we don't rest good. And so many hours of sleep, you know. In other words, letting the heart rest a little bit, you know, because even when I wore my heart monitor after my brother had COVID three times, I went to my heart doctor and I wore a heart monitor for about 24 hours even while you sleep. And, man, it's amazing to see how your heart beat while you sleep when there's a lot of activity. You know, you're working all day long and not paying attention to your blood pressure. Boy, them charts is up and down. And then they say, this is when your heart is resting right here. This is when, you know. And so if you ain't really had that checked extensively, you know, you just ought to go get it done because, you know, you wore that heart monitor, man, and they got the ones now that you ain't got to have a big machine. You know what I'm saying? You know, a person won't even know you got it. You know, and when you laying there sleeping, when you laying sitting there and you, you know, and you get that chart back to see how your heart was operating, It's amazing, you know, because your heart's supposed to beat so many seconds per minute. You know, we wear the watches. You know, I got that watch to tell me how many miles out I'm walking. how my heart is beating and all of that type of stuff, where my blood pressure is. You know, you got to watch to tell you everything you do now. You know, what kind of watch is that I got, Mandy? Okay, what kind of watch is that I got now? It tells me all of that.
It's a smart watch.
A smart watch? Yeah, Anthony, we got a smart watch now. It's probably too smart for his own self. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and it tells me when my heart is beating and my blood pressure and all of that. But, you know, I mean, it's good because a lot of time if we don't really, really know, because, you know, we don't check ourselves like we should. But I just want to encourage you guys around the network on tonight. Know your numbers and your cholesterol. Know your numbers and your blood pressure and exercise. And do the things that you need to do to keep you here. Because I'm like Fred Bell. If you find out you ain't going to be up in here, at least you want to get right. You understand? You want to get it right before you get up out of here. If you're going to find out you ain't going to be up in here, who wouldn't want to get it right, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, Mr. Fred Bell, man, we want to thank you for your I don't think we talked to you since you did your lesson, you know. And we want to thank you for that teaching a few Sunday nights ago that you did. And, man, just the awesome teaching that you did. I mean, we did, Fred, we went over overtime last week. We did a big recap about your lesson because we was out for the Super Bowl. And, man, we have got a lot of great feedback and, you know, people encouraging us to continue that segment, you know. So I think it's going to be a good segment, okay. You know. You there, Mr. Fritz?
Yeah.
I can hear you. I said, yeah, we think that's going to be a good segment, sir. I got another great Fred, guess who's coming on next month? You know this, brother. Oh. You know Micah D. Gerst?
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I ain't know Mike even teach. I know he preach.
Yeah, he's a teacher. He's a preacher over at his church over there in Arlington. I can't think of the name of his church. He'll be teaching us next Monday. I mean next Sunday night. Yeah, Mount Olive is the Mount Olive Church over there in Arlington, Texas. Those of you that live down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, yeah, he'll be teaching. Yeah, he said y'all used to play football together, Fred.
Yeah, he used to watch me play.
Well, yeah, he heard you teach, and yeah, he'll be teaching us next, which is March, the first Sunday in March. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing what we call Bible study on the E-Man After Show. It's every first Sunday of the month, and then we have another young lady. She's a Sunday school teacher. She's doing April, so it's going to go all the way up to the year. Just bring people on to teach the word, man. And you started us out.
Right.
We want to appreciate it. We appreciate you, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank all you guys that have joined us. We have did two great shows, and we want to thank all you guys that's around the network on tonight, though, that you follow the E-Man After Show and follow We Talk Radio Network. Come back every Sunday. You know, we have great teaching on Sundays with Pastor Jeremy Glenn, and we have great shows that's going on Sundays. I get to shut it down on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All of you around the globe that's listening to us, daytime somewhere, evening time somewhere, welcome to the E-Man After Show. My co-host, Mandy, she checks out after a while. She done did two shows. She up out of here. You still here, man? She done checked out. And we want to thank all you guys that you tell us how you appreciate us being here. It's been African-American History Month and Black American History Month, man, and we've been celebrating our people, and we want to thank all of you soldiers. We want to thank all of you that's, you know, you're making a footprint. You're doing something that making a difference, because we all here to make a difference in some type of way. So, guys, man, we want you guys to have a productive week. We want you to, you know, make sure you take care of yourself, and we'll be back again. We're got 28 days in this month, huh? Yeah. Yeah, 28 days in this month, right? But so next Sunday night, we'll be having Bible study. Mm-hmm. So come back next Sunday night. We'll be doing Bible study on the E-Man After Show. We have Reverend Micah D. Gerst out of Mount Olive Baptist Church out of the Arlington Metroplex, and he's a great teacher. You know, he can teach that Bible, and he's going to be teaching us on next Sunday night. Well, guys, we're going to get ready to wrap it up, and we want to appreciate you guys. So you guys have a blessed and productive week. And we're going to get on up out of here. Fred, you got any closing word for us tonight, sir?
No, sir.
He said, Fred said, you ain't got no closing word for it. I understand. Man, we appreciate you. Anthony, you got any closing word for us or you got any encouragement for us tonight, sir?
No, I just tell everyone, just stay, keep being encouraging. Like you say, keep checking yourself out because you never know what's going on inside of you if you don't go have a look at it. Us men, we are guilty of not taking ourselves to the doctor and having ourselves looked at. So, men, get on board. Go have yourself checked out.
Right, right. Well, we appreciate it. Mandy, you have anything to say tonight?
Good night.
Oh, you ready to go, huh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you that's on the phone lines, we want to thank you for hanging out with us on tonight. Well, guys, y'all guys have a blessed and productive week, and we'll see you next Sunday night if the Lord say the same.
All righty.
All right. Good night, fellas. We want to appreciate them guys coming around the domino table and all of you that's around the network on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. We're not going to draw it out no longer than what we got 5 minutes, but we're going to get ready to wrap it up, man. And I'll end it like this. So, Amanda, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
You so black. You so black. When you smile, the stars come out. You so black. When you born, the God come out. Black is not. Black when it's wrong and black when it's right. Black is pyramids and mathematics. Black is melanized and magic. Black is televised and in need of drastic black advancement. Black enhances, black with chances. Black with privilege, black with pride. Black on purpose on the black hand side. Black and beautiful. Black and blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord. Black and blessed. Black and so much more. Black and nothing less. Black and educated. Black is brilliant. Black is strong. Black is resilient. Black is song. Black is infinite like hip-hop or space. Black is grace. Black is love. Black makes babies. Black babies grow up. Black is tough. Black is hard to do. Black is me. Black is you. Black is not something we get to choose, but it is something we get to cherish. It's something we get to wear, and we get to rock this with honor. I'm black like my granddaddy and my great-great-great-great-grandma. Black is that lift every voice and sing. Black is that letting your freedom ring and resound. Black is adjective, adverb, color, and noun. You so black. Ooh, you so black. When you smile, the stars come out. Yeah. Baby, you so black. When you're born, the God come out.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.